KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's check some area track results from last night. Audubon hosting the Wheeler Relays last evening, and on the girls' side, it was Panorama with 190 points as they win first place. Trainer with 102 points was second. Underwood had 73 for third place, while IKM Manning was 67, and ACGC with 59 were fourth and fifth. Among some of the area winners, Melissa Deist of Audubon took the shot put title. Trainer Sienna Black, a winner in the high jump. Also, Trainer won the sprint medley relay and the 4x200-meter relay. Tori Castle of Trainer took the 3,000 meters. Mia Shipley of Trainer won the 100-meter dash. Also, it was IKM Manning's Peyton Sporer taking the 400-meter hurdles. And Megan Carley of Trainer wins the 200-meter event. On the boys' side, Underwood won the team title with 106 points. That was just barely better than Trainer. They had 103 for second. IKM Manning with 81 points was third, followed by Panorama with 74 and Audubon with 70 points. Among the individual winners, Joseph Zager of Audubon won both the discus and the shot put events last night. Deshaun Carr of CAM took the long jump title. Also, Jack Tarks of Trainer won the high jump. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer won the 3,200-meter event and the 1,600-meter run. Also in the 100-meter dash, Deshaun Carr of CAM was the champion. In the 110 hurdles, Carter Earlmeyer of IKM Manning the winner. Jalen Humphrey of Underwood took the 800 meters. Jackson Jensen of Audubon wins the 400-meter hurdles. Also in the relays, Audubon took the 4x100-meter, Underwood the 4x400-meter. The 4x200 went to IKM Manning. The distance medley won by Trainer. Audubon grabbed the shuttle hurdle relay, and Exira EHK was a winner in the 4x800-meter event last night. Fremont Mills hosting the Knight Invitational, a co-ed meet on the girls' side. It was Fremont Mills winning with 162 points. Southwest Valley with 110 was second. East Mills, Sydney, and Essex round out the top five. Among some of the top performers, Jeanette Schraft of East Mills took both the 100 and 200 meter titles. Bailey Hauschild of Fremont Mills won the 100 hurdles. Southwest Valley took the 4x200 relay. Stanton wins the sprint medley relay. Also, Sophie Phillips of Fremont Mills won both the shot and discus events last night. On the boys' side, it was Sydney with 115 points, the champs. AHSTW, a 107 total for second. Fremont Mills, Glenwood, and East Mills round out the top five. Gage Clay of AHSTW took both the 100 and the 200-meter dash titles. AHSTW also winning in the 4x100, 4x200, and the sprint medley relays. Drake Johnson of Stanton won the 110 hurdles and the 400 hurdles, while Keegan Day of Stanton took the 1,600-meter event last night. Also at the Lady Red Relays at Missouri Valley, it was Dennison winning the team title with 164 points. Logan Magnolia with 129 was second. Carroll placed third, AHSTW fourth, and Tri-Center was fifth in that event last night. Some of the individual local event winners include Ryan Porch of AHSTW winning in the 800 meters. The 1500 meter went to Heidi Hall of AHSTW. Tri-Center took the 4x100-meter relay. The 4x4 went to AHSTW. AHSTW also won the sprint medley relay in last night's track meet. Also moving on to girls soccer last night, it was St. Albert over Atlantic 10-0. Tri-Center beat Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, ACGC 4-1. Trainer over Underwood 6-0. Thomas Jefferson 2-1 over Glenwood. Lewis Central beat Creston 10-0. Dennison over Carroll 3-0. Kemper Catholic beat Greene County by a 2-0 final. In boys soccer last night, it was Glenwood over Tri-Center in a shootout 3-2. Trainer beating Clarinda Academy 15-0. Harlan over Riverside 8-0. Abraham Lincoln 3-0 over St. Albert. Lewis Central beat Creston 10-0. In high school tennis last night in girls play, it was Glenwood over Shenandoah 6-3. Red Oak beat Clarinda 7-2. St. Albert 8-1 over Harlan. Clark over Southwest Valley 9-0. In boys tennis, Glenwood beat Shenandoah 9-0 and Clarinda 9-0 over Red Oak. In girls golf last night, Kemper Catholic won a three-team meet with 186 points, 186 strokes. Atlantic with a 203 total placed second, while Dennison was third with 210. Eve Kenkel of Kemper Catholic was the medalist with a 44. Macy Ludwig of Kemper Catholic, 45, was runner-up. Alyssa Ginther and Bailey Newell helped lead Atlantic. They each shot 48. Hannah Alf posted 49 last night. Also in girls' golf, it was Cam winning with a 201 title over Riverside, who shot 210, and East Union, who shot 213. Sammy Jotty of Cam was the medalist with a 45. Sarah Conway of Riverside was runner-up with a 47. Underwood beat IKM Manning 208-230. Rachel Teton of Underwood shot 42 for medalist honors. Also in girls' golf, Shenandoah over Glenwood 200-201. Clarinda beat Red Oak 191-245. Creston over Sheraton 182-214. In boys' golf yesterday, it was Kemper Catholic edging Atlantic 154-159. Ben Reno of Atlantic was medalist in that meet with a 36. Dawson McDermott of Kemper Catholic shot 37 for runner-up honors. Also in golf, it was Cam over Riverside and Lennox. Cam 169, Riverside 184. Lennox didn't have a full team score. Ben Tibkin of Cam shot 40 for medalist honors. Tyler Cupp of Cam shot 42 for runner-up. Trainer beat St. Albert 182-207 in boys golf. Joey Kahns of Trainer 45 for medalist honors. IKM Manning beat Underwood 179-198 with Kyler Rasmussen of IKM Manning shooting a low round of 40. Also, Glenwood beat Shenandoah 152-192. Clarinda over Red Oak 197-204. And Carroll beat Dennison 170-189 in boys golf. Well, the Mets are 15-6 after Jay Bruce belted a 10th-inning home run, sending New York past the Cardinals 6-5 last night. Yoenis Cespedes delivered a game-tying 3-run shot for the Mets, and Matt Harvey allowed a run over 2 innings in his first relief outing since being jettisoned to the bullpen. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat Atlanta in 12 innings, 9-7. Arizona over Philadelphia, 8-4. Colorado beat San Diego, 8-0. Miami over the LA Dodgers, 3-2. San Francisco beating Washington, 4-3. Travis Shaw crushed a 3-run homer, and Lorenzo Cain victimized his ex-teammates with a round tripper as the Brewers downed the Royals 5-2 last night. Cain reached base 4 times after receiving a standing ovation from Kansas City fans in the first inning. In other interleague play, it was Chicago Cubs over Cleveland 10-3. Detroit at Pittsburgh was rained out. In the American League, Seattle 1-0 over the White Sox. The Yankees beat Minnesota 8-3. Toronto over Boston in 10 innings, 4-3. Oakland beat Texas 3-2. The LA Angels 8-7 over Houston. Tampa Bay at Baltimore was rained out. The Kansas City Royals activated catcher Salvador Perez and outfielder Alex Gordon from the disabled list in time for last night's game. Perez had been out all season after straining a ligament in his left knee. Gordon tore the labrum in his left hip on April 9th. However, their presence in the starting lineup didn't stop the Royals from falling to an AL worst 5-16 on the season. Iowa State has added Colorado State transfer Prentice Nixon, a 6'2" guard who averaged a team-high 16 points a game last season as a junior for the Rams. Nixon also hit 152 three-pointers in 3 seasons at Colorado State. He'll have to sit out next season and be eligible to play in the 2019-2020 season. The addition of Nixon, even if only for 1 season, would help bolster the Cyclones in the event that star point guard Lindell Wigginton bolts for the NBA. Wigginton is unlikely to be drafted this spring, but that could change if he builds on an impressive freshman campaign. That is Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.